Well, the man heading the Disability Royal Commission says Australia needs a reckoning to shift the negative and harmful attitudes Australians hold towards people with a disability. The Commission has delivered a 500-page interim report, though it's not made recommendations at this stage, while it's also seeking an extension until 2023 to complete its work. I asked the Commission Chair, Ronald Sackville, why he needs more time.
The terms of reference for this Royal Commission are extraordinarily broad. They are really wider than any other Royal Commission that's been set up since well before the turn of the 21st century, so that even in the absence of COVID-19, it was virtually inevitable that we would have to seek an extension at some time. And then, of course, we've been affected by COVID-19 as everybody else has, and we had to suspend all of our public engagements for a period of about five months or thereabouts. So all of those factors taken into account, it really is vital.
Are you concerned, though, that by taking longer to do the inquiry, it's going to delay any urgent changes that might otherwise be implemented sooner?
No, I'm not concerned about that for this reason. This report, as you know, does not have recommendations, but that doesn't mean that we won't be making recommendations as we move along the path towards a final report. So, for example, next month, that is November, we will be releasing a report based on the hearing we held a little while ago into the Commonwealth's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that report in November will contain findings and recommendations. So there is no reason why, in principle, we have to wait until a final report to make recommendations. But obviously, we have to have a basis in evidence, submissions and so forth, in order to be able to formulate recommendations.
And so why no recommendations in this interim report?
Partly for the reason I've already given. The terms of reference are so extraordinarily broad that we have had to cover and will have to continue to cover a vast range of areas. So, for example, we've already had two hearings on education, one on health with people for people with cognitive disability, group homes, COVID-19. We're about to hold hearings on employment early next year, on criminal justice, and another hearing this year on First Nations. So you either just go down one path to the exclusion of everything else, or you try and cover a range of areas and then bring them together. And I see this as a kind of mosaic where, as we go along, we'll bring the pieces of the mosaic together. It's much more important to do a good job than to do a rush job.
For a national audience, for Australians across this country who are listening to us speaking, what are the major themes, the major messages you would want to stress in terms of what needs to be addressed, how people need to be thinking about these issues?
One of the principal things that people need to be thinking, if you're talking about the Australian community as a whole, are the negative and harmful attitudes that so many people in the broader community hold towards people with disability. They may not consciously realise that, and they may not consciously realise that they are displaying those attitudes, which we see, for example, in something called diagnostic overshadowing in the health system, where health professionals may attribute somebody's illness or chronic pain to a disability, whereas in truth, it's an underlying medical condition that hasn't been diagnosed. We hear repeatedly about the effect of these attitudes on people with disability and about the policies and practices that are adopted. But there are many other themes in that we've identified arising from our hearings and submissions, like the need for greater choice and control in the lives of people with disability, the difficulties created by segregation and exclusion, whether we're talking about group homes, schools or workplaces, restrictive practices, access to support and services, and the importance of advocacy and representation. They're some of the themes. Well, there are others identified in the interim report. But what we're trying to do is to ask the right questions, identify the issues, and then we've got a fairly good chance of getting some right answers.
The inquiry's heard some harrowing stories of violence, abuse, exploitation of people with a disability. I mean, at times verging on the Dickensian, have you been shocked by what you've heard?
I personally have been shocked by some of the stories, yes. those stories have been told, for example, at hearings, but also we've had up to date about 80-odd, I think, private sessions, and I've participated in a few of those. And the stories you hear there can be really quite shocking and confronting. So the answer to your question is yes, but the issues go far wider than the cases that will shock almost everybody. For example, the case of Anne-Marie Smith in South Australia, nobody could read about that without a sense of terrible shock and shame, really. But the issues go far wider than the most dramatic cases.
Mm. And so it requires a nation to be thinking very carefully, doesn't it, about to really have a reckoning about how it treats its fellow Australians. Is that how you
that
see
is, it? That's absolutely right. And I have to say, Linda, that one of the things that has disappointed me a little bit is that apart from agencies like the ABC and the SBS, we haven't had a great deal of traction in the mainstream media, and we try very hard. It's terribly important that the message gets across so that people can understand the kind of issues that people with disability confront and that we want to address in order to achieve, at the end of this, a real chance of transformational change.
And I do want to ask you about First Nations people. You mentioned them earlier. They are in particular overrepresented in this space. The interim report says 38% of First Nations people have a disability and face double discrimination. What are the major barriers to them?
Well, we have, of course, a First Nations Commissioner, Commissioner Mason, who is highly respected within the First Nations communities and is working extraordinarily hard to get people from those communities to engage with the Royal Commission. One of the things that I've learned is a lot of language, and one piece of language is intersectionality. That is the notion of cumulative disadvantage that, for example, First Nations people with disability, culturally and linguistically diverse people with disability encounter. And the message that comes across consistently from First Nations people, I regret to say, is racism that affects the way in which often people with disability have to deal with, whether it's the health system, the education system, or other encounters with services and so forth within mainstream Australia.
So much to deal with in this inquiry. We appreciate your work and we appreciate your time today. Thank you, Ronald Sackville.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Chair of the Disability Royal Commission, Ronald Sackville.